Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, we've got the Queen on the pod. It's Casey J.
Oh, the Queen.
That's my little clap for you. Yeah, no pressure, but you're on. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you.
When I saw that message, I was like, oh, made it.
Who, me?
Mum, I've made it.
And now we're here. I want to start off with, I didn't realise originally you're from like a family channel.
Yeah.
Dad versus Girls.
Yeah.
Love that.
That's where it started.
I had no clue it was a family chat. I thought it was just you.
That's what made my career.
Well, do you remember we went on a shoot with a brand and your dad came, but yeah. I thought he was your brother or like your manager or something,
don't
right?
Tell him that.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to. Your grandfather. Yeah. I didn't realise and you were like, no, it's my dad. And then I Googled you guys after like a weirdo and I was like, no fucking way. How did that even get started?
So basically my dad had like a job and like, but then on the side, like he used to just film like videos when we'd go on holiday
right.
and things like just for memories. For and then he was like, oh, I wish I could do this as a job. And then obviously he started like seeing like YouTube and he was like, oh, okay, well we could.
Yeah.
And so then he was like, oh, like he was just like looking at like different types of videos and whatever. And was like, oh, like let's just kind of start it. Mm-hmm. And like, we'll do it for a year if it doesn't get anywhere.
Yeah. Then you just turn the camera off. What age were you when that all started?
Must be like 13. Which, thank God I was, because I would not do it now.
This is the thing, right? If I was, when I was 13, I was clapped. I had buck teeth and everything. So do you sometimes look back at those videos and think, fuck
you? Oh my God, all the time.
Yeah.
And the problem is, like, I've gone back, I've deleted it. Like, none of my old videos are on my channel anymore. Like,
I know. You deleted all of them.
Like, pretty much, like,
fair play.
Up until about 2-3 years ago. That's the oldest it goes back. And then I've all my old Instagrams, but obviously my dad has all of his up. And I'm like, I have no control.
So if they want to see it, they'll just go to his account.
No, honestly. Yeah. Like, I'll search my name on TikTok and I'll see like, there's like an account the other day and I saw it has like all my like 2018 like Musical.ly's or like 2016. Like,
you were a Musical.ly girl. Oh yeah, you were.
Yeah, but it was private. I swear. It wasn't like... I tried to be Lauren Gray, I swear.
I fucking love that. Oh my God, Lauren Gray.
Oh my
what
God.
What a blast from the past.
God, I really tried.
I'd be doing well, Lauren. Yeah. What is the worst video you filmed that you looked back on and thought, what was that?
All of them.
No,
it was the first one we ever did was like a jibber jabber chat. You know, like when you had like the mouth guards, like the jibber jabber thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so disgusting. I don't know whose idea it was. Definitely weren't mine. But for some reason, we were drinking and eating with them on.
Yeah, do you know what that is?
And
I get
you.
You
know what? That's still up there.
Food flying out your mouth while you're talking.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it happens.
What a way to come onto YouTube.
So how many siblings do you have?
Four.
Are you the oldest?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, all girls as well.
I've heard that if you're the oldest sibling, you got the like, strictest part of your parents and the youngest one gets away with everything. Is that true? God.
Yeah. Even Human. Like... with little things like piercings.
Yeah.
Like wait till a certain age.
Yeah.
And then my sister, like, God, comes out the womb and wants a piercing.
Got it straight.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, no, because that pissed me, but I'm the youngest one, so I feel like I get away with a bit more. But my brother's like, you don't know how hard we had it.
Yeah.
In the trenches.
It's so true.
I don't get it. So, because you're all quite, like, especially your younger siblings, do they get recognised at school and stuff? Like, do they know what you guys do?
Yeah, so like, well, my sister, Sophie, so she obviously is in primary school.
Right.
And like even like my mum said that there's people that like recognise her that go
Stop.
To school. Or like for me, because obviously like the few years behind me were like obviously at the school as me at the same time I started. Mm-hmm. But then it's like when the new year comes in, like I literally had to like there was these two girls and they'd recognised me and they said hi and I was like speaking to them, whatever.
Hi. Yeah.
What subject you got next? And then I went up to like the sixth form area, which obviously like no one else is allowed in. And they followed me up the stairs, like into the area. And then like and I was like sitting down. My teacher's like, Casey, can you come here? She's like, do you know these two girls? I was like,
no.
Like, listen, I was like, no. Still goes. And then she was like, oh, okay, I'll handle it. And I was like, send them back down. But like they came up, she's like, yeah, where's Casey?
That is what, so were you, because this is thing, right? I'm trying to think if I was on social media and whatever, a bit known at school. I don't know whether it would be a good thing or a bad thing. Were people nicer to you or more horrible?
No, I would say I had it really lucky, to be honest. Because I've seen people that have like started YouTube and they've had like, I don't know, like so much hate. But luckily, like it was fine. Like obviously you get a few people that are like a bit more like fake towards you.
Yeah, fuck them.
Like literally one girl, like she was actually... she wasn't in my year, like she just went to my school. I wasn't like friends with her, and like for like I think I hit like I don't know 100k 200k, mm-hmm. she put me on her story, and I just like, I replied like, thanks. And then like, where she saw I was like, repost my friend, she was like, oh, where's my repost, babe?
Fuck, I was like, she asked where the repost was.
I was like,
that's another level. I'm only posting
like close friends, like, sorry.
No, that's the thing though, people always try and get up your ass once you get a bit bigger.
Yeah.
Do you think men try and like get with you now a little bit? Because
you know what, luckily I don't.
Love that.
But that is scary, because I'm like, I'm never gonna find love.
Are you and George Bags in love?
Unfortunately not, guys. I've seen the TikTok edits.
Do you know what made me die? Something came up on my TikTok the other day and I was cracking up. It was like a slow-mo vid, like an edit of George looking at you while you're on. Have you seen that video?
There's actually the funniest thing
I've ever seen in my entire life.
No. Unfortunately, guys, we're just friends. I've seen it.
Is there anything in the future for you guys, maybe? Wind blowing you together?
He wishes.
Yeah, Clip that. I love that. Do you know what? Humble him. He needs it. So you've just turned 18 as well.
I have.
I love that for you.
About time.
What did you do? Did you have a massive party?
Yeah, so I hired out a club that was like...
Oh, I love okay, you went all out.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, fine. Guys, I'm finally 18. I'm going all out. I had like the upstairs bit.
Nice.
I actually don't remember most of it. I'm going to be so real.
Obviously, you probably drank before you were 18.
Yeah.
Were you one of the girls that were drinking Fields? Because I was.
No.
Yeah, no, same.
I got the strict end of my parents. And the problem is I have a really close relationship with them, so I can't lie.
Yeah, yeah.
And so like some of my friends did, but too classy for that.
Not a field. Me getting blackout drunk in a field. But you know what? Best times. So you hired out a club, which I love. How many people came?
I think it was like just over 100.
Fuck me. How do you know that many people?
No, I don't. That's okay, the problem. Yeah, fine. I was like, you know that TikTok was like, Jeremy, Stacey, mom, whatever the TikTok is. That was me, because I literally have like my friend group and then my family. And then Noon just start inviting people for numbers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
bring a plus one.
Get that bar alone. Tab done. Yeah, yeah.
Whole friendship group, sure, come along.
Was there any dramas there?
My friend got kicked out because he was too drunk.
Really?
So there was that. and then, but the thing is because I was too drunk, I couldn't understand what the bouncers were telling me.
What was going on, yeah.
So all I knew was getting kicked out. I'm like, you can't kick him out. He's my best mate. And they're like talking in my ear. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I don't understand what you're saying, but please don't kick him out.
You didn't get kicked out though.
No.
I suppose you can't get kicked out.
But then I heard apparently quite a few people got kicked out.
Really?
Drunk.
Were they all 18 though?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing.
To be fair.
You don't know. But also on your birthday, everyone's like, have a shot for your birthday.
Yeah, I did.
Have another shot.
One penny.
You did. Like, this is the only thing birthdays are good for, is not paying for alcohol. I'm fuming. Now, if you go out on a normal, do you go clubbing much though?
Sometimes.
Yeah, do you like it?
Well, we went to like this one place after my results day.
Right.
And bear in mind, like, ooh, I really hope my mum and dad didn't watch this, because I literally rebooked my flights because I was like, I have to be here for results day. Like,
it has to be done.
It's the big thing.
Yeah.
So I like rebooked my flights, everything. I was like, because I can go out. And then we went to like this club, and I tell you, the whole time it was rap music.
Yeah.
I'm standing there like,
I don't know how to dance to it.
What is this? I'm like, how do you dance to that? And especially when you don't know the words either. Like, you can't even try and make them up, because
there's
you don't even
no
know
way.
What's coming out of.
There's no way
like,
at all.
You have no idea.
I think clubbing as well is a bit scary. I don't really like clubbing. It stresses me. I can't hear anyone talk.
Yeah, no, you can't.
So you've just got a two-step until you go and get another drink and then carry on two-stepping.
Get like the gum fingers or something.
No, every time, and then you get judged for it. I'm like, sorry, that's all I know. So results day, how was your results?
No, they were good. I got BBC.
Oh, I bet you did.
I went into my nan. I was like, nan, got BBC.
So, are you numbers?
That was just GCSEs. So then,
so it's still the same.
When you go into A levels, that's when it's letters.
Because I don't get all of this shit when it comes to numbers and shit. I don't understand
it. I think
it.
Like an 8 and a 9 is like an A star. A.
Oh, so the higher up you get is good.
Yeah.
Oh shit. So wait. So what did you do for your A levels?
I did criminology, English and media.
Oh,
and then
nice.
So I got English and media, I got a B, and then criminology I got a C, because it's all facts and I'm more of like a, I'm just going to waffle my way out of this.
Of course,
thing.
Yeah, as you should.
And I only picked it because all my mates did it. I can't lie.
We are the same.
I was like,
we're
I don't know what else to
same.
Do.
I don't understand. Wait, so you don't have to do anything else anymore? Are you not going to uni or anything, are you?
No, God, no. Thank God. Well, to be fair, I did have a bit of a scare because I was like, oh my God, all my friends are going uni.
Yeah.
And like my friends were like, oh, we're going to go to Manchester uni. So mum's like, I was looking at flats in Manchester.
What, to be close
like,
to them?
I can't stay here by myself. Like,
so are all of your friends going to uni?
They're not now. Thank God they're all dropouts.
And that's what we love to say. Only good thing about having friends at uni is you've got a place to stay and drink.
Yeah.
And your parents will never know. I mean, they will if they watch this now, but they'll never know. So what are you doing now? Just full-time social media and that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I want to go travelling.
Do you?
Yeah, so I'm going to Australia in January.
Okay, now I'm going in the deep end, all right?
I know.
Yeah?
Well, have you seen, like, you know when Anastasia did, like, the...
thing across Australia.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
Pass. Could not a clue.
Places.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's all planned. So.
Not the cruise.
No.
The actual thing.
Actually, I'm going on that next week.
Are you? Oh my God, we need to discuss this. Are you scared you're going to get seasick?
No, I've been on one before.
Okay.
And they're actually all right.
Do you feel the water?
No.
Are you scared of the Titanic?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what else I can.
Have you been on one before?
God forbid. I think for me, I'd want to get off. And I know you can, but only at certain times. And what if there's a big storm?
I think I would manage it. You know what?
You should be the PR for this boat because you've settled me with that.
You know what, guys? Book your tickets now.
Book your tickets right fucking now.
I don't even know what camera to look at. Yeah. How many is there?
That's your camera down. You do that way. An intense look down that way, you'll be fine. So Australia, are you going to do like the whole Bali thing as well?
Well, this is the thing, like... my friend, we ain't very good at getting around to this. So I'm like, guys, we need to start like...
never know, leaves the group chat.
Things.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, all I do is save a TikTok. I'm like, yep, booked. Got that. Save the TikTok, that's planned it.
Done.
But the Australia thing I know is definitely booked because we're going with like a company that does
right.
it.
Right, yeah.
And then after that, I feel like we're kind of just going to wing it. Like...
as you should.
Because, yeah, like, I don't know how long we're going to all want to go for and...
you might get there and think, Australia's not for me. Although it probably will be. You never know.
The thing is, everyone... 4 weeks.
Well, yeah, no, that's how it actually is. But all, loads of my friends, my friend Megan, she went to Australia. She doesn't come back in about 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, no one ever comes back from Australia.
To be fair, I know someone that's still in Thailand. They went in like January.
This is what I mean. Only thing is, I'd love to go to like Bali or whatever, but I'm not doing Bali belly.
Oh, no, that is what I'm terrified
of. I'm not
for.
Doing it.
Because what's the point of going traveling? So yeah, you go like Bali, what, a week?
Yeah.
You get ill.
You've paid to shit yourself in a villa, is what you've done. You could have done that in Benidorm. Really. You really could have done that in Benidorm.
And is it from eating or is it water?
Apparently it's like, you know, when you get ice in your drinks and stuff, the ice is not like it's got, I don't know, this is the worst explanation ever, but it's got shit in it. And obviously the water's got shit in it. And then sometimes salads, they wash the salads with the water. God, so you will shit yourself. Yeah, you will shit yourself.
To be fair... I think that was Bali, but at my party,
right?
18th, the
did
next
you shit
day,
yourself?
Everyone, when I tell you everyone had the shits.
Really?
And I think, I don't know what it was from, but everyone I asked had it. And I was like, what is it? And I was like, orange juice? Because like, what's an orange? But then like, some people didn't have orange juice. I'm like, this is really weird. Like, why did everyone have the shits?
That is weird though.
Party?
Do you know what? At least you all went through it together. Because if that was just me, I'm dying. What is your go-to drink? On a night out. A vodka orange.
Because you can't taste the vodka.
Oh.
Although I've got a new drink.
Go on.
So you know like coconut Bacardi?
Nice.
With pineapple juice.
Is there? Oh, that's nice. Bit funky.
Quite fancy, isn't
it? I love that.
I know my friend moved on to like wines to be at classes. So I was like, okay, I've got to find my new classes.
Wines. Do you like wine?
No.
Wine turns me into a different woman. Billy, when I say I'm having a glass of wine, starts sweating.
Oh God.
His heartbeat goes up. Because I start getting, yeah, just get in the plant, don't worry. I just turn into a different woman and that's wine.
Okay, I haven't had that yet because I don't drink wine.
Don't, I wouldn't bother.
But actually, do you know what one time I did? It was the worst thing of my life. I did Prosecco and vodka.
What is wrong with
you? I don't know. It's like the lot, you know when you're like pre-drinking, you're like, yeah, 5 minutes of pre-drink.
Yeah,
like, what can
we've
got
to go for it.
Can you know what? Prosecco, vodka.
Yeah.
And then we went to a pub after. Me and my face was shit faced.
Yeah, of course.
Me and my face.
Me and my
shit-faced. Friend.
Yeah.
So she had to go home and then I stayed. And when I tell you.
I love that wasn't your sign to go home.
I know I should have.
Yeah, fine.
The next day, worst hangover ever. I couldn't even walk down the stairs.
Really?
Like, my legs were trembling and we were filming a video as well. And you know when you get like dehydration?
Yeah.
I had a glass of water, I had a full fat Coke and it's so rank and I had a glass of milk.
What is. You Sorry. Wanted to vomit.
Because I was like, you know, you're just like, you need any drink you can get. Yeah. And I'm like, nothing's working. I'm like, okay, cold glass of milk. Like,
yeah.
Really cold. None of it worked. It all just kind of mixed in there. I was like, I need to go sleep.
That's genuinely one of the worst things.
No, it was awful.
But when I'm hungover and I have a sip of water, it makes me feel worse.
Same.
And I don't understand the maths.
No.
Do you want it or not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because like, all my friends are like, oh, you know, like a glass of water. And I'm like, I just go along. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I'm like, really? No, it's like, you know when like people, they like, get up in the middle of the night to have like a glass of water and they're like drunk. I can't do it because I have to have a glass of water if I've brushed my teeth.
Yeah. Okay, nice.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
fresh and clean.
I don't know what it is. It's like,
yeah.
And yeah, my thing is like when I'm hungover, apple juice.
I love apple juice.
I love it.
Mine's a Lucozade. The fizzy one.
Which one? The orange one?
The orange one.
See, and I can't have that now because I used to have it when I was ill when I was younger.
Oh, because of the stomach. I've heard this myth.
Yeah, I used to have it when I don't know. My mum went along with it.
Now you're associating that with being ill.
And I can't drink it because I'm like...
Have you ever taken it too far when you're drunk?
Yeah, when... Yeah.
Full stop.
Well, I'm trying... Oh, okay. So there's one time that me and my friend... We don't know how we got this drunk because...
Right.
We had two cocktails... Maybe two shots, but we'd also eaten.
Okay, but was the cocktail like a Long Island iced tea or something?
No, but it that kind of vibe.
Okay, I hear you.
You know, and then honestly, we were going fine. And all of a sudden, I just remember, it was like blackout. Like, I do not remember it. Like, I remember walking out to the car because my boyfriend at the time was picking me up. And then after that, literally, we were going down the motorway. We had our heads out the window, throwing up.
Oh, my God.
On the motorway.
The worst.
And then, he had to keep pulling over my friend was throwing up. Like, I don't remember any of it. I just remember having my head out the window. And then, my mum had to kind of say, from the front door, carry
was
me up the
fuming?
Stairs. Do you know what? She actually wasn't.
I love that for her.
So.
I love that for her.
That's quite nice, actually, of her.
But that's the thing with blacking out. You wake up the next day and you're like, oh, I think I had a great night. And then you're like, I don't actually remember what happened.
Yeah.
And your mates will pull you in. Anxiety is the worst thing I've ever experienced in my life. Worst thing I've ever experienced.
So bad. I got it after my prom because I was the only person. I was like, I can't get drunk at prom. I'm like, that is so embarrassing. Imagine being like really drunk at prom.
At the actual prom.
And I spoke it into existence.
You did. You manifested
it. I
didn't
eat that day because I was like, obviously getting ready and everything. Yeah. I was like, body con dressed. Yeah. I was like, no, can't we blow in? And then I got there and I was like, you know what? Rounds of shots, buying everyone shots on my team.
Oh, were you allowed drinks at your prom?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
They said two drinks. My ass was at two drinks. God, it should have been.
I wasn't allowed drinks at my prom.
Really?
What the hell?
Well, not even like your sixth form one.
No. Oh, no, I didn't have a sixth form one. I only had like a year 11 one.
Oh, yeah, no, not year 11.
Oh, shit. No, that's where I was just like,
I
what?
I think that's illegal.
Yeah, no, I drank before, but, you know, it's what we've done. But so you were buying your teachers and stuff?
Yeah, what? And then the next day, because I didn't remember most of it, and then people start telling you, like, oh, my God, you were like this. Apparently, we went up to a teacher. I was like, oh, my God, like...
Oh, no.
I can't remember what I said. Like, no. I think I was like... I said something about being drunk or something like that.
Do you know what? At least you never had to see him again, apart from results day.
Yeah, and I've been there, done that. I didn't even see him, so you know what? It's fine.
That's the thing. It's when you embarrass yourself in front of the wrong crowd and you're like...
Oh. I know. And I was like, I'm going to be in the English group chat, aren't I?
Yeah,
I know it.
When I get drunk in front of my parents, I'm then like, for fuck's sake, because I have to see these people every day.
Same.
And I'm just like, what did I say?
Oh, you're just your family in general, isn't it?
Horror and hell. Luckily,
and then it repeats on you as
well. Yeah, but my nan, she's 96. She doesn't know what's going on, so I can say whatever to her. My mum and dad are very compos mentis, so it doesn't go well. Do your parents drink and stuff?
Yeah, they're not like big drink. Like, they'll drink on like occasions.
Right.
But they're not the type of people that would like go get drunk on like holiday.
Really?
Which I wish they were.
Come to my family, we revolve around alcohol.
As soon as it hits. My dad's a WKD.
Oh,
he's year God. 8 drinking.
Maybe just put a bit of vodka in it. Make him get a bit loose.
He didn't even do that. I'm
like, really?
Come on.
That's actually hell and horror. So your best friend, is it Ava?
Yeah.
Are you still best friends?
Yes.
Do you guys have like a funny moment together that stands out?
Gosh.
I know, I keep putting you on the spot. I'm sorry.
That's the problem with these podcasts.
That's the problem with these bloody podcasts. Is this the one you snuck out to boys' houses with?
Yeah.
Love that for you. I love that.
Because the only thing I can think of is what I said on George.
Yeah, when you snuck out.
And then that was when we got really drunk in Spain.
There's a theme here.
And it's her. It's her. She's the problem. It's
she
not
is
me.
The problem. She is the problem.
But I can't think of any. Maybe we should have funny moments. No, the only time is when we just got really drunk in Spain. We were 18 this time. It was legal.
That's fine. I'll let that
and
slide.
And she literally threw up all over this bar.
In the bar.
And like, I've gone to find her.
I would have died.
Oh, like, you see my friend. And they're like mopping up the floors. And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
That's where my friend was.
She's worse. Like, honestly, I don't know what it is with like, she just throws up all the time.
She's my worst nightmare.
No, she is. She's awful. The amount of times I've had to go home early because of her. In Napa as well.
You need to start doing a drink checklist. She can have one every hour.
No, I do. I actually do.
And it still doesn't work.
Because, like, see, I can, like, drink. And the thing is, I'm quite, like, a stable drunk. And yeah. I don't throw up.
I love that for you.
She's not.
No.
She will throw up.
You guys, I think that's like a perfect pair though, because if you were both throwing up everywhere, it would be an issue.
Oh gosh.
So I think you need that. And you went to Iron Apple. How was that? Because Iron Apple scares me. I've never been, but it looks like a scary place.
It is. It's feral.
Is it?
That's the best way to describe it.
Feral.
It is. Like, it's just quite like the bars, one bar we went to, like, so it was like my first, it was the first time we literally got to the airport, dumped the bags, put a bit of makeup on and went out.
Nice.
And I was like, to like the strip. And I was like, is this it?
Yeah.
I was like, what is this? We went to like one of the bars. It's like, oh yeah, like 10 euros for an hour of free drinks.
Okay.
They weren't, I don't know what them drinks were. Like, it honestly, it tasted like that.
Foul.
Putting two words together.
Do you know what? I respect it though.
Vile and foul.
Well, when you go to different countries, their doubles is like this and a splash of like lemonade.
Yeah, they were really strong.
Yeah.
It wasn't like normal vodka. It wasn't your Smirnoff. Like it was
probably a bit of Glen's or something there.
It wasn't even that. Horror. Honestly, it was disgusting. And then it literally, the place stunk. We couldn't even stay in there. And like,
you're selling it.
Honestly,
to me.
I was like, what is this place? I'm like, get me home.
Is that like on the strip?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then like we went to a club and I was like, do you know what? This isn't for me.
No.
Get me somewhere else.
Were you staying at like a party hotel as well?
We stayed at Everbell. I don't know if it's been on TikTok.
Ooh.
Because it's meant to be like, everyone's like, oh, don't come here because at 5:30 there's people in the pool. But it wasn't like that at all. It was a really nice hotel. I mean, the mattress had a few odd stains there.
I can imagine.
And the walls did as imagine. Well.
Yeah.
But like, other than that, like literally there was a security guard at the pool to make sure no one jumped him. Quite safe. I know.
Love, especially for Iron Apple.
We tried our luck.
Did you have any wild moments there? Because I've never gone on like a girl's holiday. Only recently, like with brands, started going on holiday. But if I went on a girl's holiday at 18, I don't know what would have happened. I really don't.
There was like a few, well, it's like, I said it on the other on George podcast as well. But like my friend Ava, she kept rejecting this guy and he put his fag out on her ass. Like burnt a hole through her skirt, everything.
What?
And I know.
Police.
But the thing is, I feel like I couldn't get properly drunk there because I was so on edge.
Oh, so like, it's one at the yeah, I get you.
So I was like, and you know, you have like anxiety, you can't drink. You can't get drunk on like, because
you're constantly like, sober because you're stressing out. Yeah.
And that was like me because I was so on edge the whole time.
Yeah.
And like, but honestly, I just walked around with like my mate pretending he's my boyfriend, so that no one was like, because you get a lot of boys.
This is how I imagine, you know, like Sun, Sex and Suspicious Parents. That's how I imagine Napa.
My mum and dad wanted, they were like, oh yeah, we'll do that. I'm like, if you dare.
What, Sun, Sex?
No, not actually do the show, but then they're like, oh, like making jokes like they were going to come.
Oh, that would be a really good video though, if they did that.
Don't get them ideas.
Sorry, but that would
don't be get really them
good. I'm going to be honest, it would be great. Would you die if your parents did that?
Yeah, I was like, I'll never speak to you again.
That's, yeah, no, fair. That's very fair.
That is so embarrassing.
Like, did you get filler done?
Yeah, I got lip.
Did you get any shit for that?
A few odd comments
on
like my YouTube, but
people hate when people get, like, if you've started off au natural and you get filler, people get really offended by it.
Yeah, I know.
Which I don't really understand.
I don't get it because I'm like, it's subtle. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I have got luscious lips, darling, now.
0.5.
Sensational.
Just a little boost.
Just a little bit of something in there. I love that. Are you going to get anything else, you think?
Probably when I'm older, I get Botox.
Are you? Everyone's got Botox.
I know.
I feel like the only one that does it.
I did that TikTok filter.
Yeah.
On April. I was like, oh my God, I need to book it now.
I need that shit.
I was like, what is that? Like, I actually, it was a jump scare and a half.
Yeah, I felt that. I think I've decided, right, when I reach 50, then I'll start going to town, I think. But until then, I want to see how I age.
Well, you see celebrities.
Yeah.
They ain't aged. I wonder.
That's because they've got Botox.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. But I sometimes think when you get Botox, like a lot of people that get Botox look a lot older than they are because you can see they've got,
you do like more botch as well.
Yeah, like, so like for some reason in my head, when I see someone with Botox, I'm like, oh, they must be a little bit older because they've got Botox.
No,
if that makes any sense, I'm
like, wait,
35.
Like, I wouldn't get it anytime soon.
God
like,
forbid. Move your forehead while you can.
Exactly.
That's going to be in 20, like in what, 2050, it's going to be like a party trick to be able to move your forehead, I think. And I'm going to be the one doing it. Like, with my fucking gravity taking hold of my face.
And you're gonna add TikTok.
Yes.
TikTok filter.
I'll just use TikTok filters. They'll never fucking know. They'll never know. Did you go any festivals this summer?
I went to Reading.
I was at Reading.
I know, because my friend was in the car and I just parked up and she was driving. She's like, just seen GK Barry.
Oh my God. Reading's a terrifying place. Festivals for me are terrifying. Do you enjoy it?
Have you been to Reading before? Like done the camping?
First of all, God forbid, I'll never camp. I never will.
Especially after seeing you put up a tent.
Do you know? Fuck you. I just think it's not for me. Even glamping, I'd rather be in a hotel room or I'd rather be in my own bed. Yeah. And also, the toilets. What's that about?
Oh my God, they're awful.
Why is there like a trough?
But you got the luxury ones, didn't you?
I went for a couple of hours and left.
Was you in the main festival, like in the arena where it's like stalls?
Yes. I'm not going to lie, I didn't even go to the toilets.
Because
But I'm going to say yes.
Because I went to Reading when I was 16.
Right.
Did the whole camping experience. Yes, you should. Never again. Like,
really?
The thing is like before I was like, gosh, like how am I going to do this? Like,
yeah.
You're literally going 4 days without a shower. Because it was like early bed as well. So like, got to get a good spot.
Yeah, that's fair.
And so you're going that long without a shower and obviously it's disgusting. I was literally washing my hair.
Yeah.
I'd wet just the roots, bit of shampoo.
Smart, love that.
Football. It was like, it was rough, but I was like, I couldn't do that again.
Like, I don't know how you did that. I remember wanting to go to Boomtown and that's like a 5 day and I just thought, no.
Boomtown's like, that's like hardcore.
Yeah, it's a bit scatty. Like, I was going to really throw myself.
Very light.
I used to love a little bit of rave.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to me.
I don't feel I'm a raver girl, can't I? I tried it once.
I can see you in a bucket hat. See you just oncing about.
Oh, gosh.
Bit of Andy C. Yeah, it's you already do the gun fingers, so you might as well just go.
Yeah, bro.
So you went to Reading recently. How was that?
Yeah. Well, I only went to the Sunday, so...
Okay, fine.
Did you go all the days or did you just do the...
I went Sunday from like 11 till 2.
What? You didn't see Billy Eilish?
That was enough for me, Casey. I thought we were in a field.
Really? Didn't like it?
I don't belong here. Did you watch Billie Eilish?
Yeah.
Did you like
it? So good. I thought it was really good. I mean, don't get me wrong, I did know about 4 songs.
No, same. I know the one that's always on my fucking For You page, the When Did It End one.
Oh, to be fair.
If I see one more edit.
No, my friend was getting so annoyed because she was filming next to me.
Yeah.
And, well, Ava.
Yeah,
she was filming and this guy was like singing it, but not good.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
In the deepest man voice. And she was like, I actually am going to turn around in a minute and just
tell him to shush.
Please be quiet for like one video.
Just, yeah, exactly.
You can hear him in the background of all his videos.
And it makes it seem like it's you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? People are like, oh, she can't hear herself, can she? Bless her. Filming right. That.
That's why when I film, I make sure I stop singing.
Oh, yeah. You're smart. I'm like drunk, like, yeah.
No, and then you get posted and you look back in the morning because you don't realize you can hear it.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Horror, that was me at SZA.
Because I got on someone's shoulders because there was like one song that I really liked of hers. Mm-hmm. Like Everything I Wanted.
Nice.
And I was like, I need to get on someone's shoulders for this. Like, yeah. One of our mates was with us. So I got on his shoulders and I filmed it on like 0.5. So you can't hear me singing.
Yeah, smart.
And then I put the camera around and I was watching them back. And you can literally hear my voice. And I'm like, is she tone deaf or what?
Because you're gonna you're going to have to put the song over the top of it. And hope for the best.
I just cropped it. I kept it at the angle over there.
I don't blame you.
You can't hear me.
Did you leave that night?
Yeah, I drove.
Oh, you drove. Was that hell getting out or not?
No, because luckily the way I was going was the opposite.
So right.
Like, the entrance was here, so we walked past that. I parked here.
Okay.
Out there.
Oh.
Lots of little McDonald's as well.
Oh, God. Living the dream.
No, oh, it's fine.
Do you know what? I should have just left then. There was loads of traffic, but I left at 2 p.m.
Bastards. How far are you from Reading?
I live in Cambridge. So it's like 2 hours away.
Oh, so I was like an hour and 20.
Okay, similar vibes.
Yeah.
You're a little bit luckier than me. TV, are you ever going to do it?
In like what sense?
Reality.
It depends. Right. It depends what it was.
I think you're too sweet for Love Island.
Oh, I couldn't do Love Island.
I just think...
It's the challenges for me, like...
That's the thing.
How can they go,
like,
do that with like, no music? I couldn't.
But just also like,
I'm sober.
Yeah, and sliding down a slide and like slapping your ass next to a guy's head. Like, I've got no recoil there, so it'd be embarrassing. But like, that is my worst nightmare.
No, that is like, I'd hate that. And like, also the fact that you're living in that house for however long, if you make it through.
Yeah.
And just like, you have to be out there all the time with them, like just mingling. Like, I can't do that.
And only
I need my personal space for
one drink a night.
Yeah.
What's that about?
No, that I couldn't do it.
I agree. What show would you want to do?
I don't know, because I feel like a lot of them are kind of the same.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like yeah. Love Island. But I think I would want to go on TV. It just depends, because you don't know how they're going to edit you.
Bella, I'm a celeb.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? No.
No. You wouldn't do it.
I can't even catch a spider in my room, let alone have them crawl all over me.
But they always say, if you want to face your fears, you might as well go right in at the deep end. No, I think that's what a wise man once said.
It's not for me. My dad could do I'm a Celeb.
Yeah.
I think he could do it. But I, even like the camping and you're eating like...
True, but the tan.
Food you're eating.
But okay, right. Who's your like celeb, like the person you love, like fancy? Just name a man.
Romeo Beckham.
Right. Romeo Beckham's in the jungle. Your hammock's next to his. Are you going in or not?
He's got a girlfriend, so I think I'd get beaten up.
Okay, what happens is they broke up. Unfortunately, there was a scandal. They've broken up. It was a messy breakup. They hate each other. You're now going in. Are you going in?
Maybe. Oh, I don't know. It's like, I still can't get past the bugs thing.
I love that. That's what's stopping you from true love here, Casey.
No, I'm never going to find love. I've come to that conclusion. all my friends.
You at 18. I'm never going to find love.
All my friends have all got boyfriends.
Have they?
Yeah. Like, you know, like when everyone first said, we all kind of broke up at the same time.
Yeah.
This is beautiful.
Yeah.
We're all single.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're all just getting like...
Can I be pessimistic a second?
Oh my God, what's going on?
Are they 18?
Yeah.
They'll be broken up in a year.
Oh God. If you're seeing this, I don't believe that.
I believe it. Do you know, should we play some bets? Bet365. When you're young, your relationships don't last. That's why you can do whatever you want now. And then when you're like 24, 25, then you can settle down.
See, that's...
You don't want a boyfriend now.
Because I'm the person, I want like kids youngish.
Okay.
Like 24, 25.
You do?
Yeah.
Fair.
So I'm like, what if I get to that age and I don't even find anyone?
Okay, hear me out. Hear me out though, right? Oh no, to be fair, you're used to kids though, because you've got a lot of young siblings.
Yeah, but then sometimes they do make me like, want to never have kids.
Could you deal with a poon army?
I've never been there, so.
Right.
I don't know if
I... There we go. I don't know if you will have kids at 24.
You know what? I push the kid out. That's the dad's job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like...
If I get cankles, I get big, I can feel it moving around in my stomach, my puss is destroyed.
Yeah.
And you also want me to change the nappies. Have you smoked crack? There's no way.
That is bad, isn't it?
Maybe
my mum got like a pregnancy nose as well.
What the hell is that?
Your nose like swells.
I can't risk that.
Have you not seen on TikTok?
Fuck me.
Like huge.
No?
Yes.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Nah, seriously,
and, like,
I can't risk it.
I've got a belly button piercing as well. Like, they don't go back to normal.
Oh, no, do they not? Because I know you can get extra long bars.
Gosh.
Like, so it helps the stretch.
I know.
I couldn't.
It does go saggy, I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
it's like that girl of the list. It just keeps coming.
There's no pros to me to having kids. I'm trying to think of one. Maybe when they reach 18, they can buy me Prosecco.
That's
when I can't be asked. But apart from
that...
You
want to go for all that for what, for a second?
Yeah, I mean, bit of whispering angel if we're really thinking about it. But I don't know if I could. Yeah, I couldn't. No way.
Would you actually never have kids?
No.
Like, your mind's like...
There's no way. I think Bill wants them, but I thought Bill will cross that bridge. I can't be asked for it.
Yeah, to
and you've got
fair,
to, like,
it
what,
is a lot.
What if, you know, you see those annoying kids as well? What if you get stuck with one of them?
No, that is my biggest fear.
Yeah.
Like,
an annoying bastard.
I can't.
Can't be asked. And the ones that, like, you know, I know my kids would be like, fuck off, mum. And I'd be like...
That's my sister because of me.
Was it? You're the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, even... So, my mum... So, my youngest sister...
Right.
And they were going for, like, the names, what to pick.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
They came up with, like, they were like, okay, Belle.
Nice.
They settled on her for, like, a week. They were like, Belle.
Nice.
I called her Bellend. My mum was like, no, that's it.
They changed the name.
I can't do it. They changed the name to Maddie.
Because
they couldn't because I called her.
But it does have a ring to it. I'll give you that. Maybe it I'll does. Take that if I do
How
have a
can
kid.
You not? And they're like, okay, she's going to get bullied now. Everyone
yeah.
In secondary school.
Of course she
that.
Is. But do you teach your, like, do you sometimes, like, put them around in a circle and go, say prick?
Yeah, so, like, my, so, like, the second youngest, Chloe.
Yeah.
She's a little shit. Because everyone says she's like me, but times 10.
Oh.
Like, she's so confident.
Like, I can't wait for our YouTube channel.
My dad was filming her in the back of the car. She's like this. to my dad. And like, obviously, you can't help but laugh.
Of course.
And it's like, my mom used to shout at me and my dad. She's like, you can't laugh because like, she's
encourages it.
But luckily, she's not like at school.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a few like hate comments where like, she's now been really naughty at school. And luckily, she is, like, she's like,
yeah, but people always of, like, say that, won't they?
You know?
So you want a boyfriend at some point. Do your parents mind you dating?
No, they're fine with it.
They love it. Not love it. That was a weird one.
In fact, my dad wants to take me off on a date and he wants a date and YouTube video on it.
Oh my God, that would be so good. Please put George Bags in it.
But
give him a day out.
That's what he said on the podcast. But I was like, I feel like I'm a bit awkward for that. Just for, like, first meeting people.
Have a shot.
I'm going to have to.
Because yeah, gosh, there's no way. Like, what's your ideal first date?
I think it has to involve drinking.
Yeah, 100%.
Because that's how you get more comfortable with someone, because like, you just get this confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
Although sometimes it can be worse because...
Do you know what I think?
You're confident.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'll be like on the table swinging the top off and they'll be like, I think we should never see each other again. And I'll be like, absolutely.
Ruin everything.
I'm going to say something controversial here. I think mini golf is a shit date idea to Nick.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
It is, isn't it?
Why am I stood there with a pole whacking a ball into a hole?
There's a shot pack. What's it called?
Putt pack. Just the other way around. Nice.
Cool. I love making up more.
You're loving it
I
today.
I can't speak today.
No, do you know
I
what? It's the lights.
Can't.
Don't worry. It gives me strokes
it's
to.
With, do you know what? It's because I know that this is right in front of my face. And you know, you just know.
Yeah, you're just looking at it.
Like, that's what makes my words up. But I mean, that involves drinking.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that, if it's
true,
because I'm like, eating in front of people.
Can't do, I'm glad, yeah, I'm like, glad you that, get that too.
That's difficult as well. Mm-hmm. And like, ordering, because you're like, you want to get the steak, but you're like, gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you get the steak when they're paying?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay.
I'll
remember that for next time then.
You don't have to be a humble queen.
Or you get like a burger, it's too messy. There's so much going, there's too much to think about.
Pizza? No. Burger? No. Spaghetti? No.
Unless you get a spoon, twizzle it around.
That's true. But then what if you take the spoon off and then it goes like that and then it falls out?
Oh, gosh.
And also...
It's too much.
Salad.
But they'll get a massive burger.
Yeah, of course they will.
Into it.
Eat like a beast.
I'm there with like cutting up my salad.
God, that's the thing. So I would pay to see someone eat a salad leaf attractively.
No, see, this is...
Horror.
I can't.
Yeah, just have some croutons.
It goes everywhere, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's no way in hell.
They're too big.
I couldn't do it. But I want to know, I want you to do that speed dating thing so I can watch it.
It just would be awkward, I think, because it's like, it's one-on-one.
Would
like,
your dad let you have a shot before, though? There.
I'd have to.
Yeah,
I couldn't do that sober.
No, there's no way. Bit of Ray and nephew and you'll be gone. Is there anyone that's ever slid into your DMs that's really famous?
I've had a Love Islander.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're quite old, aren't they?
He's 20.
Okay.
So I was like...
This isn't the guy that just went on the most recent one. Yeah. Keenan. Is it Keenan? No.
No. You're there.
Casper and Moore.
Say. Yeah.
Okay. I know who you're on about.
I
love that for you.
I don't know. I just... Because I feel like because they go on Love Island, they seem old to me.
No. So I always just assume they're like 28.
Yeah. So that's why. It hasn't gone anywhere. Like...
Don't blame you.
Because I was like... He feels, to me, mm-hmm. in my eyes, he feels older.
Yeah. What's so the oldest you date?
The oldest I'd date is 20, I
Fine.
Think. But it depends how like mature or not they are.
Yeah.
Because if they act older, 20 is already a bit of like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't date younger than me, so.
Have you ever slid into like anyone's DMs?
No.
Neither have I don't think.
I haven't. That's I'll do like scary. The
follow. Oh, nice. Or like... Or you can do the like a story, you know, when you can like stories now.
Oh my God, I forgot that.
I feel like that's a good way to get a little...
Next one.
Or maybe like, look at me, giving you advice. Yeah. You shouldn't take it from me. A little like laughing react to a story. Yeah. Obviously, if it's that's like RIP now.
There was someone on TikTok that I saw and I was like, quite fit.
Oh.
Like, follow. When on nice. Instagram, follow.
Oh, the double like, follow.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to do it.
But didn't go anywhere. See, I used to say, I was like, oh, I think the problem is because I like, if I'm talking to someone, I get really bored easily.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll just like get bored and then I don't feel anything, whatever.
Because you're
like,
not
I
meeting.
I think it's because I like the chase. So in my head, I was like, okay, I like the chase.
Yeah.
Now I've come to the conclusion, I don't like the chase.
You just get bored.
Because, you know, like they'll do the thing where they're like, air you. It's like, get you to reply back.
Oh.
I don't.
No.
I don't like the chase.
No.
Then it just gets aired and we never speak again.
No point. There's no point when men do that. I don't understand it.
Actually, maybe I'm just delusional and they're airing me because they hate me. Because
yeah,
I'm
I like, think
it's
that's what
they
it
want
is.
Me to reply yeah. again.
You're like,
no,
they just want it.
No, it's because they hate me.
Do you know what? I think you'll find a nice man. I think he's going to be on TikTok. I do.
I feel like I need to try something different because I've dated people that are like not on it. So I'm like, maybe if I date someone's honest, something different.
Exactly.
Fresh start.
Or a recruiter. I'm dating a recruiter. It's going well so far.
What's a recruiter?
They just like, they're on the phone and they recruit people for different stuff.
That's all right.
So they know how to speak to people.
Flexible as well.
Flexible. Wear a headset. Could be an ick. I don't mind it.
But it's only one, be honest.
A little bit, yeah. Imagine we like role playing, like pretend I'm a client.
Or like the secretary.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Your papers are here, sir.
Like, was it called? Why have I forgotten how to
I'm trying to think about what it is.
No, it's like the secretary and the boss.
Oh, nice. He's the
What's
boss.
What's that called? An affair. Oh. That's what I've been trying to think
an
of.
An affair.
Got there in the end.
Okay, I'll bring that up with Bill tonight. And we'll see if that
there
goes well.
Let me know.
I'm not a great actress, but no, I imagine me messaging you. Thank you so much, Casey.
It went
really
well.
Good. Yeah, it's our new thing. Props to you.
I'm blocked.
So have you, blocked rude. Have you got anything lined up in the pipeline that you're doing?
I have, but I can't say.
Oh, you have? You can't say? Okay. Interesting.
Stay tuned.
Oh, do we know when it's going to come out?
I don't think I can say. I think I would give it away.
Okay, fair. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Oh, I'm buzzing.
Just one thing I'm holding on to.
Well, just one strand.
And
if it's the jungle, I'll be like, for fuck's sake, after all of that.
Can you imagine?
And the cruise. You
that's
on the
just
cruise.
Throwing you off.
I cannot wait. Apparently, the food on the cruise is meant to be banging as well. I've seen it. There's like nightclubs on there.
Yeah, I saw that. I started watching Saffron's video today because I was like, I need to get a.
Yeah, a feel.
Yeah,
I don't know how it floats.
But it stops off in Ibiza for 24 hours. I've never been there.
You will love Ibiza. It's not like Ayanapa. It's a little bit nicer.
Good. Have you been to High Ibiza?
Yeah, that's really good.
Is it good? Okay.
So good. On a Sunday. Sunday, it's good. I don't know the rest of the days. Okay, well, tell the captain.
If
to drop you off on a Sunday. Otherwise, don't fucking bother.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that. I hope.
I nearly wore heels as well.
What?
So I was like, oh yeah, like I'll wear heels at this set. My friend's like, heels. My mum was like, you want trainers, like you need to, because she just came back from Ibiza.
Yeah.
She like, used to be like getting low to the music. I'm like, all right.
Ibiza's a mixed crowd though, because there's some of like the girls with the heels and who, you know, just look straight out of a box, like Barbie box, incredible. But then you've also got the girls that are actually dancing, having a good time in trainers.
That was me in Napa.
As it should be. I've never been a heel girl and I never will be a heel girl.
No, I only wanted to because I was bought like, you know, I bought like new heels from like Zara, like diamonds. I was like, they're so cute.
I might have to dip my toes in them.
Exactly.
Fuck it, just do one night in heels, but then bring your trainers too.
I've already got one night.
Bring a duffel, but oh, it's literally only one night.
Yeah, it's literally like 24 hours, so you get one night and
a
day.
Heels, 3 hours. The rest
heels
of the night.
Heels on the cruise ship, get a picture on the cruise.
Nice, and then sack it off.
Whip them off, trainers.
Yeah, and also all the nightclubs are dark.
Maybe cowboy boots if I want
to
go.
Oh, I like that. I like a bit of a cowboy boot. Are they still in fashion? I hope they are.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
And they were out of my comfort zone, but I'm like, now what? Now what?
Now what?
Do you know what? I think I just need to stop speaking now because
I think you're doing well.
People are still wearing them and loads of people wearing them. Like, now I can.
This is what I mean. You know, but what do you think of those really big shoes? You know, like the boots. Have you seen them? Like the red one. They look like Lego.
Oh, they're awful.
Absolute hell and horror. And I will judge someone for wearing them. I know, you know, everyone.
Luckily, I haven't
wear what you
seen
want.
Them out.
God
I've seen
forbid.
Them online and I hate them.
They look crazy.
They don't, I don't think they look nice. And do you know what? I also don't get the point of
what?
When there's like trainers and they're made to look dirty.
What's the point in that?
I don't get it.
You could just, like, I've got bullied for having Air Forces that look like they went through World War II. But now it's
a trend.
It's a trend. What was the point in that?
Put them back out.
I wasn't a fan of Crocs before. And then I got my own.
Oh no.
And then I, you know, I'm not going to lie.
Him.
I enjoy a croc now. I've only got one pair.
No. I can't.
I'm a whore for a croc.
I'm like, I can't deal with the crocs. And
my
dad, which is even worse, is wearing crocs. And he's got these ones that are like, so you know, like crocs have like a little arch.
Right.
His is like flat foot.
Oh.
And I'm like.
Okay, penguin.
And like, there was like a TikTok edit because he put them up on like his, he put it up on Instagram or something. He was talking about them. And me and my friend Ava, like, made a joke about them.
Yeah.
And then, like, we made, like, jokes about it in, like, the videos. And then someone made a TikTok edit, put it all together and put like sad music and like black and white of him, like,
not the croc community coming for
like,
you.
Looking, like, bless him, he's just staring into space and they're like, they're bullying him for his crocs.
To be honest,
as we should.
As you should. I was literally about to say, as you should. I will only ever wear them to Tesco or the co-op.
I put in the bins out.
Put in the bins out. I'll never go, I'm going to go out.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, he's like,
you can let me off for that.
He's got them on holiday.
Oh, bless him. He just wants his feet to breathe, Casey.
Just get a nice pair of sliders.
Yeah, or you could try.
I don't get it. They don't look nice. And he was the biggest hater as well. I don't get it.
There's always the biggest haters that turn the biggest fans of Crocs.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Except me. I'm standing.
You're standing
strong.
Your ground. To be fair, they'll be out of fashion next month anyway, probably. So don't worry.
I'm surprised they aren't already.
Same, but it's I feel like Max Belegde's keeping them going.
Oh, yeah.
He's keeping the business going.
To be fair.
I reckon. I think when Max dies, he'll be in a Croc coffin.
He has to.
And it may possibly have holes in.
And his funeral has to be sponsored by Crocs.
We'd all have to wear Crocs. Black Crocs. Yeah. I'd say, because obviously you can't really.
My dad can get you some of the flatfoot ones if you want.
Appreciate that. If you could reach out, I'd appreciate that. Yeah.
Send you the link.
Yeah. So you've got the cruise. You've got something lined up that we're not allowed to know about, which I'm buzzing about. I can't wait. I'm excited to see.
Not going on.
And thank you for coming on. It's a lot going
on. Not going on. Just making myself seem relevant.
Me all the time. Me on the pod. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
It has been a pleasure. If you're not following Casey, what's happened? Make sure you go and follow her. And while you're here, give us a like and subscribe and a follow and a 5-star review if you're listening. Nearly forgot it. Don't judge me. Anyway, say goodbye, Casey.
Which one?
That one.
Bye. Bye, Johnny.